Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Question for you.
I have an answer.
I was just walking down your hallway and I looked up and there's green slime on your ceiling. Is that from Abby? If you're a super tracker, you know
that is definitely
there's things coming out of Abby.
That just not that color. No, that is JB. And bless the sweet people that someone at least every couple of months, like that doesn't have little kids anymore. Like we'll be going somewhere and people are so nice. They'll always offer to bring something or they'll bring, not offer. They'll just show up with something for JB, like at Christmas or we're going to a something that they think is going to be boring. We brought him something and 8 out of 10 times it's slime and 9 out of 10 times it ends up on the ceiling. And I don't understand. These are things I cannot understand. And so whenever a painter comes for whatever various things around here, I'm like, by the way, will you scrape the slime off wherever you see it and repaint? And I tell
it's
that
so
child,
relatable though.
Please stop. And I don't know what happens, but it doesn't stop.
I made the mistake this past Christmas. I was influenced and it was these again with the balls. What's wrong with me?
Oh, you talk about it. Balls
all the
lot.
Time.
I know.
Anyway, there are the balls that said you could throw up in the air and then it would stick a little bit on the ceiling and
come
back down.
We had those Christmas time. They don't come
and they
down.
Light up. Oh my gosh, get them. We open them. I'm like, oh yeah, these are so fun. I immediately throw it up and it is stuck to the ceiling.
Still?
No, but it's not coming down. And Bruce is like, I think that's going to leave a mark. I'm like, no, it won't leave a mark. Sure enough.
It left a mark.
Like a grease stain.
It does. I have those too.
Who invented this stuff?
I know. I thought we had a leak or something in our kitchen because I saw what I thought were grease stains, like three or four.
Yeah.
I realized it was those dumb balls.
Can't drink coffee. How about them dumb balls?
Them dumb balls. Okay, would you like a little update of something interesting? Or maybe
well,
it's
and I had one other thought walking up.
Oh.
But it's kind of serious. Oh. So do you want to save it?
No, go ahead. Your walk up, I mean, literally.
My walk up, I had a lot of thoughts. So one walk up, I'm seeing TCA signs. I'm seeing UT.
Our school, TCA.
TCA is where Brett is and you've been there for a very long time.
Yeah.
I'm seeing University of Texas that's like painted onto your curb.
Remember the story? I didn't ask for that, but we had a UT flag out and they came and put our number on and they put a UT thing on it. And I was like, wow, that's ambitious.
Anyway, I did not know that story.
You didn't? Yes. And they're like, would you like us to paint your address on? I'm like, sure, $10. And I come back and it has UT and I text the person. I'm like, and they're like, well, we saw you had a UT flag. And I was like, huh, okay. So anyway.
No, that wouldn't work at my house.
There it is.
There'd be one school one week, one school the next. But I was just thinking that's a lot of identity that's shifting. For you.
It is. Yes.
Like, how do you feel about that? Like you've been a TCA mom. You've been a part of the UT family.
So yeah. So TCA, if for those who don't know, is where our kids go to high school. And mine, I've had a kid there. I mean, Brett's been there since he was in kindergarten and Kate started in third grade. And so, yeah, I will say last night they had a baseball game. It was one of their last. They have sorry. I just kicked her. Sorry, buddy.
I liked it. Do it again.
Kick you again. They had
That's not going to work.
Oh, I keep moving the mic. I can't get comfortable, everybody.
Get comfortable.
They had a baseball game last night, and I was sitting there, and Brett was pitching, and, you know, I was like this.
And all the surgery you've been through and all the work to get him back on the mound.
Yes, and, you know, these moments of, yes, he had Tommy John surgery and 10-month recovery, and he's back on the mound, and this may have been his last one. You never know. And I was taking pictures and watching and just kind of like, oh, man, Mike has been coaching this kid since he was itty-bitty, and then he's played forever. And then right then I get a text from Kate and she's like, I just won my very last intramural. She finished and, you know, she's played intramurals at the University of Texas the whole time through. And she said, we won softball. She's won softball, dodgeball, singles.
She's a winner.
Single pickleball. I mean, you name it. Anyway, that was her 10th one. And so they give you these like coveted t-shirts and she got her 10th UT championship intramural t-shirt. And it was like in this moment of like both of them, I'm like, this is like the season's ending. And you know how sometimes seasons end in your life and you don't know that was the end of a season? And then you look back and you're like, gosh, man, I miss preschool pictures where you got to dress them and they sat by a pumpkin or, you know. But then there's some seasons that close that you are like all too aware. And
I know it's coming.
Oh, I am all too aware that our days at TCA are finished. JB doesn't go there and he won't. It's too hard academically, not the spot for him. And then the other two, yeah, Kate's leaving and going to law school. And so while we're updating, Brett did not get the Naval Academy.
Hmm.
Wah, wah.
Hey. He went for it. Man, I never went for it. I never went for it.
I mean, it's harder. I didn't know this. It's harder to get into than West Point. Like, it's the hardest academy. We didn't expect that he would. But you know, if the Lord wanted him there, then he would have made that happen. So
here's the deal. We've moved away from your feelings.
Yeah. So he's going to, I'm getting back. He's going to A&M, everyone. That's
why. Wait, what?
Yes. Brett's going to A&M.
I thought he was going to Arkansas or Oklahoma or one of those.
Oklahoma. No, he's going to A&M.
What?
So we have, if you're not from Texas, though,
A&M
and UT are big rivals. And so we have an in-house rivalry.
You're going to have to change your curb.
Our curb is screwed up.
You're going to have to get one of those house divided curbs. Just add the A&M next to it.
You're giving a lot of credence to the guy who came by with a paintbrush and took my 10 bucks. But anyway, yes. So my feelings, I'm good, but it's all.
No, good is not a feeling.
It's all. Okay. What is it? What am I? What is it?
You have to say a feeling.
Oh.
Like, are you feeling
grateful? Pain, I'm feeling very grateful.
Joy, sadness, passion, shame, anger, guilt.
Passion. I'm feeling like my lover and I are. I am feeling, gosh, I've never had to identify feelings like this. I feel like I'm in counseling. Do y'all feel like listeners?
I'll get you a card. Remember, I have the card.
I forgot the pillow, blah, blah. I feel gratitude. Like, I really do have this, like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that I've gotten to experience this all and be a part of it and all the things. I feel equal parts gratitude and equal parts. I don't know if it's satitude.
That's going on his shirt. Satitude.
Here's my satitude for the day.
I feel satitude a lot.
But I do. I say tinges of sad, lots of grateful.
An end is, people don't acknowledge it. It's a different kind of grief.
It is. Yeah. It's also time. Yeah. And also being able to know it's time. Like, I'm watching Brett. I'm sadder for the TCA ending and all of that, high school and all of that. But at the same time, he's ready. Like, he's so ready for the next thing. He's done well. He's worked hard. But, like, he's a man. Like, he's ready to go.
It's a small bowl for a big fish.
Totally. So
speaking of the fish, if you listen to Super Trackers, you know.
Yeah.
He did make it home. After his fishing trip?
Yes.
He made it home.
What fishing trip?
On Super Trackers, she just told everybody he was on a fishing trip and his truck got stuck.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, I have a follow-up to that. So anyway, yes. So anyway, that's how I'm doing. Okay, before we
Wait. That was too fast.
Oh, gosh.
This is a big deal.
Are you trying? Like, you're
crying.
She's literally sitting here trying to be, who's someone that made everybody cry on TV? Not Oprah, but who's like,
no,
like Diane Sawyer over here? It's like, no, I need you to sit in this and feel this deeply.
I do feel like either on Super Trackers or in maybe in the next sidetrack, we need to talk about like five ways to end a season well or to, you know.
I do have something I can talk about on Super Trackers, about something interesting, a very hard relationship I've had and how something that came from that as this is all ending that happened last night. But anyway,
a hard relationship with
another mom. Mm. Yeah. So, okay. So that's enough of that. Thank you, Diane. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're in the same similar ending of something, even if it's kindergarten, and there's just grief, a lot of preschool.
Yeah.
Those different stages.
As we all know, and my friend Sharon often says, you can hold two things. And I'm holding like such gratitude of, wow. I mean, now this is really going to take a downer note real quick. But you know, my really good friend Elaine that died a couple years ago from aneurysm. Well, her daughter is a senior with Brett as well. We've been raising our kids together and she got into UT and she made the Palm Squad. Aww. And I've just been like so excited. Yeah. And Elaine went to UT and I'm like, She would be so thrilled that her daughter, and at the same time, she's not getting to see it. And I'm like, man, I've gotten to see all this, be there. I have been there. Yeah. I have been present. I have enjoyed it. Have we had some rough moments? Yes. Did he get his truck stuck in the mud? I will talk more. Yes. But I've been there. I've been present. The Lord has allowed me to work in such a way that I've picked up my kids from school most days. I've been home at night. I'm just so grateful. Am I like those tinges of sadditude? Yes. For sure that I'm like, this season's coming to an end. But I also have put a kid in college, a girl, albeit, which is different. But college is fun. And going to their football games.
They come back. Can
they
we talk about
home,
that?
They bring their friends.
How soon they come back.
Now, and one of your kids is working for our best friends this summer. He told me yesterday.
I know. It's such a great opportunity.
Can we talk about Turks?
Yeah, I forgot. Because here's the story, Morning Glory. Y'all don't know, but the Super Trackers do. Because they got to hear the record scratch in the middle of the Super Trackers. Where we got to re-record. Oh, yes, we did.
Shocker.
Shock alert.
Shocker, we screwed up the recording again.
So we re-recorded the Monday after I got back from Turks. So we did a little bit on there, but what do you want to know?
I want to know the highlights. Like, and without being gross and personal. I don't care that much.
Okay. First of all, y'all, these are the questions I've gotten. Where did you go? Turks and Caicos.
Yep.
We were on Grace Bay.
Lovely.
Grace Bay. Isn't that lovely?
And if you follow us on social, then you got to see some pictures and some things we put up there.
So people were like, where did you stay? In a private villa.
It was not I disagree. A villa, small and quaint. It was like a residence.
It was like a private resort.
Yeah.
With a staff. Like, you put your dirty clothes in a hamper in the bathroom, and the next day they're washed and folded up by your bed.
Oh, how do you feel about that?
I wish I would have known. I would have brought less stuff.
But do you want people touching your underlings?
I mean, the trick was when some people's stuff would get mixed up and you'd be like, hey, here are your shorts.
Here's your phone.
No. The other was I went with my life team, which y'all know I meet with once a month, half a day on a Friday. And I call it I joined the group after my dad had passed away. And it's like my four bonus dads and two of the gals that are in the group are licensed professional counselors.
Are they from church? How did this come about?
There's a lot of them are from church. Okay. Like a lot of elders from our church and just amazing godly men and women. And so they all came with their spouses.
Right.
So we are hanging out with people that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s. And then one other couple is about our age. And I'm telling you what, they ran circles around me. The one thing I took away is I need to get in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in great shape when I'm their age because mm-hmm. they were so active. They are so in love with their spouses. They are love Jesus. Every morning we did devotions, liturgy, and I got to lead a Passover Seder dinner one night.
Oh.
I know.
Because it was right around Easter. How fun.
Yeah, it was Holy Week. So, anywho, but it was gorgeous. I would say Turks and Caicos is beautiful. There's a direct flight from Dallas there on Saturdays.
Okay.
4 hours.
Wow. Okay, who stayed at that residence before?
Oh, you want to know the famous person?
Yeah.
Selena Gomez.
Oh, I love her. Murders in the Building. Only
yeah,
oh.
So we're sitting there, and I guess a neighbor had come up to one of the gals who was sitting on the beach and was, like, talking to her, and she's like, well, you know that Selena Gomez rents this place, and we're like, really? And she's retelling the story to us, and I go, oh, my gosh, I'm using her blush. And they all thought that I was saying
– literally.
Selena left her blush in the bathroom, and I've been using it all
so
week.
So gross.
No, it's the blush that I told you I've been liking.
Yeah.
That we couldn't figure out what's her name?
Yes, and Selena. Anyway. And you're like, and I'm also wearing my life group Mary's underwear because
it got mixed up.
Oh, no. What a fun trip. Okay.
And I e-foiled.
Which is what again?
It's like a motorized surfboard, but okay. A little bit smaller, a little wider. You basically, you've got a controller in your hand that mm-hmm. when you squeeze it, it makes the motor go. And there's like a max speed you can go. That you can adjust, but you're holding onto the side of the board. You pull up to your stomach. You have to get up on your knees. You have to balance as it's moving mm-hmm. to standing sideways.
Wow.
And then you have to stay sideways. And then the goal is to kind of move your weight around so that eventually the entire board is gliding on the water and then lifting out of the water.
Like it's above water.
Like there's just a little stick with a wing. They call it flying on the wing that's in the water. And I would be on it. And I swear the water was so clear. I could see sea turtles below me.
Wow.
Just full. And somebody hit a couple.
Oh.
Like and flew off the board. And then one person saw straight up shark below them.
Wow. That's not ideal.
And then Googled the next day, Turks and Caicos sharks, trying to figure out what kind of shark, like, was this dangerous?
Are we scared? Yeah.
And the first thing that came up said, the best place to see sharks in Turks and Caicos, and it listed the exact canal where we were.
Oh my gosh. Like, stay on the board, everybody. Stay on the board. I think that sounds amazing and so fun. Were you able to stand up? Were you able to do all the things?
I was able to fly at one point too. Okay. I did have to take a day off because, again, here's the deal. These people, one of them called it the senior citizens camp, but they were running circles around me. Like, I don't know if I injured my foot when we had a dance party one night, like a DJ was there.
Oh my gosh. And didn't y'all jump in the pool at the end?
And then we jumped in the pool in the end and I misjudged the depth. Or was it from e-foiling the day before because I put too much maybe pressure on that foot? But my foot was hurting so bad. I could barely walk. They had to ice me down.
Gross.
I don't know. They just put an ice pack on it. Anyway. And I'm the quote-unquote young one.
Okay.
My heart.
On behalf of what is this show called? Every sidetrack listener, I'd like to say, must be nice.
It was.
Hey, you poor little footsie.
I know.
Well, I'm so glad you went and you had fun. What's the secret to a strong marriage at that age? What'd you figure out?
I noticed that they really, truly enjoyed each other. Like, I would see them just wander off together and go walk the beach or just go play pickleball or just float in the pool, or they just wanted to be together. And that's sweet.
What if you're married?
Oh, no, you can't even say it.
I just choked a little. What if you're married and someone's listening is like, yeah, but I don't know that I really...
She can't even say it.
I don't really want to be together. Like, what would they say if you're like, that's kind of a struggle. Like, we've been through some hard... I wonder what your life team people would say.
I mean, I don't think to have a good marriage, you have to spend every second together. I didn't... Mm-hmm. I think there were some that spent more time together than others. But I did just notice, like, a tenderness and a kindness and a...
Yep. I think that's
a friendship.
Tenderness, kindness. I don't enjoy that word, but tenderness, kindness, friendship. Yeah. I like that. No, I like to be with Mike. I didn't want anyone to read into that. I'm just saying I could see someone
with Mike. Some people. What if my friend?
What if my friend doesn't want to hang out with him?
There have been seasons where that's been true and harder seasons, like having teenagers, and it's just good to like get away from them all. And even one of the guy that invited us on the trip, he says to Bruce, you're really fun. Like, it's a surprise because I guess every time he's seen Bruce, he's been more intense. So
Yeah, in his mode. Well, I'm glad you had a good trip. Okay, while you were gone, maybe since you've been back, but somewhere in the interim.
Since you've been gone.
On Super Trackers Know, Brett was driving his truck, went to the lake to fish at 5 in the morning on one of the days off over Easter. Mike says to Brett, do not get your truck stuck. And he got the eye roll, like, okay, Dad, thanks for that one. And so then Brett called me about 2 hours later, sheepishly. He got his truck stuck in the mud. And Mike's point was, when you go at 5 in the morning, you can't see the terrain. And he goes down over by the lake and all that, blah, blah. It was stuck. I called AAA. I was trying to dupe AAA and pretend I was kind of there because you're supposed to be with a car, which is so dishonest. We would never do that. And then I was like, why am I...
You were telling them that you were there even though you weren't there.
Right. So and then I'm like, why am I lying about this? It's like $7 a month to add this kid on. Like, I have $7. And so I added him on. They get there. They can't get down to where his car is. They get stuck leaving. So we have to hire some Bubba with a truck. It's basically how this plays out. Who charged us, $250 to pull Brett out. And Brett did not ask us to pay, nor would we be willing to pay that because we told Brett Yanoff, love him, but consequences, no, sir, don't get your truck stuck. So he did.
I told Cynthia, I said, at least he's fishing, which I know, like,
truly,
the worst thing you want to hear when someone's in grief or in a hard thing is at least.
Yeah.
But I do think it's pretty sweet that he wants to go fishing.
Me too, by himself. I love that about him. He's like, I'm just going to go and do
this. That's a good thing.
So great kid. Not great decision. So that's Monday. Tuesday, are you ready?
Yeah.
Mike calls me on his way home from work and he's like, hey, I'm in an Uber. I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like,
He loves Ubering to the pediatrician.
He Ubers a lot, people. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, my truck got stolen. I'm like, what? And here's the thing.
This should have been a 911 start the show. What in the world?
And here's the thing. I flip between I'm honored that we had a car nice enough someone wanted it. We've been in a little car rut over here. But Mike has...
You should probably steal a car.
Mike has... Right? I'm going to go get one. Yeah. Mike has the nicest car in our family. And shoot. And that's the thing about trucks. They deceive you. You don't think they're like... You're like, oh, that's a nice truck. You don't know that they cost more than the whatever that's parked on the other side of you. And so Mike has been driving the CRAP car forever. I spelled it in case your kid's in the car, everybody. He's been driving. And finally, he's like, we're like, we're getting you the car you want. Whatever. So he looked and decided he wanted this specific truck. And it's like the nice model and all the things. And he's had it. I mean, I don't know how long. But, I mean, it's newish. And it's gone. She gone.
So you're down to how many cars? One's in the mud. No, it's out.
One's out of the mud. No, but nobody wants to drive that. That's the cherry bomb. It'll blow you right out of the...
And you don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Go back in the feed and go find cherry bomb exhaust.
And no, you don't want any part of that one. And then I drive, you know, Kate's high school car, and it's the gears don't shift right. And so at every stoplight, it like kind of, it gives you a little jump scare because the transmission kind of like jerks and you're like, ooh, 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 am I stopped? So that one needs to go, but who has time? And then Kate has the Jeep, that the like real Jeep that the top comes off Jeep, that one in Austin, which is the one Mike bought me. And I was like, I don't want that. So we've had car chaos for a couple of years. It's fine, everybody. First world problems. But Mike's car was in his parking garage.
At work
on Turtle Creek. Mike's office overlooks the mansion on Turtle Creek. If you live in Dallas, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't live in Dallas, this is a nice part of the part of the town. It's downtown-ish, but it's, yeah. And so they have the footage because if it was me, you guys, I'd be like, darn if I forgot where my car is again. I'd still be in there pushing the remote because that's like every time.
Why do I not remember where I parked?
It's like every time.
Time
I leave the mall. Yeah. And if I'm on the phone when I go in, forget it. I don't know. So he's like, no, I park in the same place every single day, and which I'm sure he does. And the security was, when he walked up to security, they were already looking at footage. Someone else's car got stolen too. And so his was stolen at 11 and this white Jeep followed it out. And then the other car was stolen like at 1:30 and the white Jeep followed it out.
Do they have the license plate of the white Jeep?
Yeah, but you know they are using fake plates because they know there's going to be security looking at that.
Oh my gosh. Do you ever put an air tag in your car? I know a friend did that.
No, but people do that. No.
And then they went and tracked it down because the police weren't doing anything about it.
Yeah, the police don't care.
And then they had it towed to a mechanic who like got it started and they got it. I don't know how. They could drive it home because they had the key. I don't know.
Like your friends found it?
My friends found it based on the air tag.
Maybe we'll do that on the next one. But anyway, so yeah, we have a rental car.
Here's your PSA. Put an air tag in your car.
Put an air tag in your car.
Especially if it's a nice truck.
She gone. And She gone. Yeah, it's in some chop block somewhere, something.
Do you have a plan? Like, do you have a plan? Are you getting a car or are you just like-
I'm not that depressed about it. Oh, not that kind of plan. No. We have a plan. And the plan is insurance says 10 days. And then if it doesn't show up, which everyone said, if it isn't found in 10 minutes, it's gone. I'm like, okay. So 10 days. And then they say it this way, which made me giggle. Then they'll make us an offer. I'm like, make me an offer. Just pay what it's worth. But they're going to make us an offer.
Or whatever it is.
And then we have 10 days to dispute it, which obviously it's a historic problem or they wouldn't have a 10-day dispute period. And then, so in the next month, we'll just have to buy a new one.
Oh my gosh. And when does Kate get
out? I don't know. In a couple weeks. But we have a rental. So it's fine.
Did they pay for the rental?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So if you guys need to DM us if you've had your car stolen.
Please. And what kind of car? We want to know what's
getting. There's certain cars are more popular to steal, right?
They are.
Okay, nope. I have a question before we get to what we're sidetracked by.
Okay.
Have you seen this trend where you upload your photo to ChatGPT and you say, roast this photo from Easter?
I just saw it the other day, like Christine Kane or someone like that did it. And I was, what's her name?
I don't know.
You were on her podcast. Oh gosh. From the eight, she's from the 80s. What's her name?
She's from
Podcast Network. She's going to have a podcast network. You are on hers. She's a big.
Oh, Candace.
What? Yeah. Duh. I think Candace, Cameron Bure did it. I don't know. Somebody did it. Go ahead.
Candace. Okay. Well, I did it for our family.
Did you get roasted bad?
Oh my gosh.
What if they're mean?
So
what if they're mean to me? What if they're
not,
like,
okay, their hair's frizzy? I feel like I need to post this picture on socials so people can see it. It's my whole extended family.
Okay.
And they nailed it. They also did our little family. Well, should I read you one of them or not?
Sure.
Okay.
You should have done it for you and I.
I know. We could do it right now.
Okay.
Things like my father-in-law says, this man didn't choose the dad life chose him. Shirt tucked, sleeves rolled, just enough to say, I grilled the ham this morning and then fixed the fence. So my sister-in-law, she was in a pink dress. She says, radiating, I've had this outfit planned for 3 weeks and no one's stealing my thunder. She literally is the planner family and she literally had that dress planned.
That's so great.
My niece, who's graduating, teen in the black off-shoulder top. She's in her non-conforming pastel resistance era. And honestly, respect. But this was my favorite. Back row boys. Because you know everyone is like 6'2 mm-hmm. and they're taller. All tall. Mm-hmm. The lineup looks like a casting call for Wes Anderson's Tall Sons of Suburbia. I bet three of them said, do we have to smile?
That's so good.
And it said, background, that tree is giving main character energy. Is this a family portrait or an oak tree appreciation post?
Oh my God.
10 out of 10, but only because we can't give 11 for the accidental boy band lineup happening in the middle.
Oh, like, yeah.
So well.
Okay. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do one of the two of us, but we're just going to put on social.
And then my family, it totally nailed me. It said, mom in the middle. She's got, I had to iron four outfits and still managed to look this cute vibes. Absolutely carrying the family aesthetic like it's part of her job. I never pull an iron out and I literally pulled out the iron and the ironing board that day. How did it know?
It's brilliant. It's ChatGPT. They know everything. I just ChatGPT'd what snacks to buy for Brett's gathering tonight after the school play. Hey.
And then speaking of ChatGPT.
You completely disregarded what I said.
What did you say?
We are going to, let's do you and one of you and I will put in our social, yeah?
Yeah.
And you guys have come in hot. I was going to say hot and heavy, but that felt gross. You have come in, what's the word? Strong.
Strong
something on social, like all of a sudden, I mean, y'all are just showing up. You're I'm posting. Following us.
Maybe it's because I'm posting stuff.
Oh, well, don't be judgy about it.
I'm just saying, like, we're getting interaction because we're actually engaging.
I put stuff up there when you're in Turks. Totally. Okay, what was I gonna say?
About ChatGPT.
I was just gonna say one thing, it doesn't matter about ChatGPT. I am such a people pleaser that I cannot help myself. I thank them, I please them, and if I don't like their response, I am like, oh, thanks. Could you try again? And I read that article that everyone's been sending it to me because I was telling some friends this about how all the niceties on ChatGPT is costing the companies like X amount of energy or something. I don't know.
It's
I don't
like
care.
They're losing millions of dollars because with of people's politeness.
They're so, because I feel so bad and I'm like, oh, you worked hard to give me titles. Like sometimes like when the other day I wrote my a new chapter to my book, a different one. And I said, I put it in there. I said, give me 10 subheadings or titles or whatever it was and that are quirky, funny, blah, blah, seeing what they would come up with. And they were so dumb. That's why you don't use ChatGPT for that. And then I was like, oh, thank you. Could you try again? And I was like, oh my gosh, the same thing happens to me. Oh my gosh. Is anybody else, please tell me someone else feels this.
Yeah.
Does anybody else struggle with this with your, when you have on your GPS on your car? If I make a stop at the Arby's, I don't know why I'm going to Arby's, but you know, Heather and I do once in a while. If I make a stop at the Arby's, I'm like, oh gosh, I hope she understands. When she's like rerouting. And I'm like, okay, but I'm going to get back on the track. Like I'll be there in just a minute. And I'm like, why in heaven's name do I feel bad? It's like the people pleaser never ends.
That you, the robots, they're okay.
They're okay. They're going to be fine.
I don't know that they have the feelings you have.
Somebody sent me though. I'm such an oxymoron, Heather, yeah. Because I'm such a people pleaser in that respect, but yeah. Then I'll call out things that I'm like, no more of this. Like, we're not going to say lover. That's stupid. We're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't bother me that somebody's going to be like, oh, I love to say lover because I'm passionate about the fact you shouldn't say that. Like my passion is about the word lover. And so somebody on our social sent a video and that saying they thought of us. And it's some woman who is putting out, she's like, these people need to be deported. And then it got a lot of hate because you shouldn't be talking about deportation at this time in the, I guess.
She said who needed to be deported.
Well, she gives a list of people like Disney adults, babies with big hair bows. She goes through these funniest
she
things.
She was saying like the people we should be deporting are.
She's like, deport all people.
If we want to get rid of these, if we're starting to play this card.
Yeah. People that say, what was it? They refer to, they say the word delicious. And they're not referring to food. So I was laughing so hard. And so I don't think we should say these people should be deported. But if I was going to say people that we need to call out, I came up with just
a couple. People that maybe need to change a little bit or.
Yeah. We can't stand it anymore. It's got to stop. And so here's my, I just put down a couple. I was writing it this chapter yesterday and I included it in the chapter, but I'm going to give a couple and then I want you to add a few. Oh. And you're so nice that you're not going to be able to come up with any. Okay. Okay. Here's mine. People that we are going to have to call out that it has to stop. People that have their one fur babies, don't you call it that? And they're and it's in a stroller. No. And
they
no
can,
more.
They compare parenting too.
Oh, like when, yeah, like when I fostered and they're like, well, we fostered a dog. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, same. That's not okay. But if we're not going to call them fur babies and we're not going to put them in a stroller, and I love you guys, but we're going to need to stop that. Here's my second one. People over 40 who fist bump. It doesn't happen much.
What if guys do it because they're so like challenged by affection? They don't know how to side hug, so they do it instead of intimacy. I
don't
know.
Well, don't. And don't fist, it's, if you want to fist bump my husband, maybe. But if you're over 40, do not fist bump me.
Oh, like, you don't want women fist bumping you?
No, or a guy. Like this, a really nice guy the other night at a baseball game. He's like, Cynthia, I haven't seen you in so long. And he fist bumped me. And I'm like, huh, weird.
Well, now we okay. know. I didn't know to know.
Here's another one.
Kind of makes me want to fist bump you every time I see you.
Well, this one, I'm going to.
I just shake Mike's hand.
You do. So awkwardly. Okay.
And counsel, it is, counsel, yes.
It is so hard with someone's husband because yeah, like, you don't want to front wanna, hug him. Like you don't want your honey love all up in their business.
I don't want him to get excited.
I think we're okay, everybody. I added on my list one from our golden days a while back, vegetable newborns. That needs to stop. You know, that dressing.
Oh, dressing your babies up like
and
vegetables.
Then here's the last one. And this is kind of a throwback also to COVID, but you still see it sometimes. People that are wearing a mask in their car alone.
Oh.
We have to get rid of them too. So I'm not deporting them, but I'm going to send them to space.
In my mind, I'm thinking, did they just forget they were wearing it?
But we're too far past that where you forgot.
Or are they Uber drivers and they're about to go pick someone up?
Yeah.
I'm trying to justify it.
So when you, that's why Heather's such a sweeter person than I am. She's over here justifying it. I'm like, no, this is foolish. Quit immediately. So here's what I would say. That video I watched was so stinking funny. And everybody started adding in their own things.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
That you, like, this has to stop today. And I'm just going to say, if you guys want to send us any to add to mine.
Yeah, maybe instead of deported, it's like this. We just need to stop.
Right. We're not going to say deported because then it
like,
got.
It's just kind of like social. I almost said a social cleanse, but that sounds bad too.
Yeah, that I don't like that. Sound good so, at all. Okay, that's all that I had. That's
okay,
all
are you ready to get sidetracked?
Let's do
it. Because I've got serious things I want to talk about in Super Trackers. Like, I have a call with one of my sons. He has a new girlfriend, and I'm talking to the mom for the first time today, and I'm going to need advice.
So you should tell her about your fur, baby. Okay, yes, so we're going to talk about that. Okay.
And then another, like, trend amongst teen boys that was shocking to me, and they think I'm crazy, and Bruce and I are like, no, y'all are crazy. And I googled it and we're right. Like, the more hygienic thing is what we did growing up and not what they're doing. So Okay. We gotta talk about that.
We'll talk about that.
Very important. Oh, do you have anything for Super Trackers? No,
I don't know. I'm sure I do. I do want to say before real quick, the Melissa Radke drop in was so much fun. And everyone was saying she was so great. And
we
need to have her on.
I did a good job with that.
And you nailed it when you told her to do the superhero thing with her book characters. And did you notice she started doing them?
She did it. She took it. Like the little dolls.
What's that called? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was
asking ChatGPT to make a doll version of you. Yeah.
We should have done that with the two of us together too.
I know I was going to do it. I just ran out of time.
Okay. All right. What are you sidetracked by? Heather McFadden.
So my Zen screen Zen is off, y'all. I'm back addicted to Instagram.
Okay, good. Seems like that went well for you.
Well, I got a new phone and then I just never reset it back up. So I need to.
Okay.
It's
summer. Who cares?
I know, but I did get influenced and I think I would love to watch the video with you and see what your response. But I was so influenced. I literally bought almost every single thing that she had listed in her video.
Who's she?
This mom. Okay. So she's next level mom. She's making, you know, when they're like Sunday meal prep.
Yeah. Oh.
And they're meal prepping their
meal
snacks.
Prep.
Okay. This is her.
Oh, look, she
scoops.
She has like a bento box looking thing, and she has scoops of yogurt and then granola.
And then look, a little spoon in this side.
A little spoon. And then she stacks.
And then she uses this little cutter.
And cuts up, oh, I like
cucumber.
That. Cucumber and carrots. I love that.
And then she makes little bagels. Okay, that's not, I didn't buy
puts
that.
Puts bagels, okay.
And she chops I didn't buy that
turkey
tool.
And cheese kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this,
tomatoes.
I bought this.
Oh.
No, those are strawberries. Oh. And then
she chopped up strawberries, everybody, with some little tool.
Yep.
And she makes these little bento box full of snacks and
pre-made snacks boxes. I'm doing this now. I've now been influenced. And then she puts, I love the little scooper. So I bought the scooper.
Like tzatziki or do you have those little?
It's hummus and it's cottage cheese with ranch. But I also bought the Uncrustable maker. Do you have one of those for JB?
No, but he would love that because he doesn't like crust.
Okay. So she's about to do it here. So she took leftover egg, made egg salad. I don't think my kids would necessarily eat that, but I did buy an Uncrustable and made him a little Uncrustable sandwich yesterday.
How cute is that, you guys? I know. Can you?
The extra bread and look what she makes, little egg cups. And I bought those little holders.
Oh my gosh. Cute.
I know.
Will you, are we going to link all this?
See, I thought you would mock this, but you like it.
No, I actually like it because I have that kid that eats no carbs. So, you know, the Western Sizzler over here, it stinks all the time like steak. And a lot of these things would be great for me snacking him
around. This is French toast in those little cups.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was totally influenced.
I like it.
I think I was like a little, at first I was like, well.
What are those little cups? Are they edible?
They're like muffin tins. What are they called?
Oh, but you
don't. Muffin tins. No, they're like the liners. The cupcake liners.
Yeah. Okay, but they're not edible.
No, but they look like they're from a fancy bakery.
You know what?
Brown paper.
Yes,
ones.
The brown paper. Do you know what my kids used to eat and sometimes will now? But those little, well, I shouldn't have said this. They're like, they're shell. I'll get back to you on that. They're in an Asian section of food and they're like pastry puffs almost. I don't know what they're called. And I'll put them in muffin tins and then I'll either like put taco meat and lettuce and tomato and all that and stick in the oven. And they're little cups you eat, or you can do hamburger versions of
like
that.
Like a wonton?
Yeah, kinda? Exactly. A wonton wrapper.
Yes.
Yeah, my kids love this. Okay, those well, I really like nice that. I'm going to buy some of those. I'm going to be influenced. I am into the Downy Wrinkle Release.
Which is so crazy because I literally pulled it out today. I was trying to trick my son who his pants were not washed. He needed pants for today. Tan trousers, we now call them, not khaki pants.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you are Poopy a super pants tracker, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you use, Downy? How often do you use it?
Well, I haven't been able to find it. I don't know where you buy yours, but I haven't been able to find it in stores for a long time. I bought it on the Amazons and it was like a 2-pack and I was so happy. And you know who was even happier than I was? My husband. He loves that stuff too. Yeah. And so I literally just, I mean, I don't have a problem with an iron, although I don't have an ironing board right now and it's a little bit of a problem.
You know, you could get one on Amazon, I bet.
I know, but then I get all bogged down because they're like $60 or $10. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know which one
Wouldn't
I want.
Wouldn't it be nice to have the one that just like folds down from
yes
the wall?
Yes. Like yeah. Anyway, so I use it on everything. Like,
did you know that I had a job? This is really random, sidetracked. I had a job working for a family that had 10 kids and I would iron for them.
All their stuff. So I bet you're a good ironer.
I don't iron for my own family now, but that was my job.
I ironed a bunch on Easter.
Those ironing board. I know, that's what I'm saying. How did, maybe that ChatGPT knows that people iron on Easter.
Do you remember when I ironed with the Lysol spray last year? Oh gosh, that was terrible.
That was terrible.
Okay, anyway, that Downy Wrinkle Release, you spray it on there. You kind of just use your hands and kind of push it down. Is that what you do? And then call it done.
So this is, it's a sad part of the story, but I have a neighbor and he invented his own version and named it after his parents, Tom and Sherry. And he showed me that you spray it and then you take the shoulders of the shirt and you kind of flick it.
Okay.
And that like shakes it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and you put it on a hanger and you kind of
spray
it
love
when it's
it
on the hanger. Anyway.
Okay. People are literally asleep in their car. They have wrecked their cars
no,
after this
not
discussion.
What's your next one?
Okay. Those flameless lighters.
Oh, I haven't bought one
yet. I don't know if
yet
we've talked about those or not, but that you light candles with. I really do love that. My only thing about it is that if you have younger kids, I do worry a little bit about this with JB. It looks fun and it's easy. Like you just push a button and it lights candles and stuff.
It's got a little electric.
Yeah, like an electrode that thing that goes across and a charge. It's not, but my only concern is, like, I don't know this for a fact. I don't think you can burn yourself with it, but I think you could light a paper towel or a book or something on fire with it easily.
It kind of looks like a taser.
It looks like a taser. And so, but I love it because it's awesome. It's easy.
Yeah.
Little kids, I don't think it's ideal, but I'm into that. So that's my second.
Because the other ones are so hard to get going.
Well,
your kids, a little kid couldn't
could never
out
do it. And yeah. I can never do it. I'm always trying to make that dumb thing work. So, and I love me a good candle. So.
Well, and I have one that looks like a flamethrower.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like when it lights, it's just like straight up flamethrower. Okay.
Okay. What's your second one?
For my book club, we're reading The Lost Apothecary. Have you read that?
Gosh, that's a hard word to say.
Apothecary.
Apothecary. Apothecary. Apothecary.
Apothecary. Apothecary. Anyway, it was one of those books that like chapter one I was in.
Oh, you'd love it?
I mean, it's an interesting story. And they go back and forth in time. So I'm always, that's always interesting where every chapter you're kind of like.
I want to read it this summer. Remind me. But I do hate that back and forth in time. Right when I get invested, then they switch. Well,
it's chapter to chapter and it's in the same area of town. So that's cool.
Okay. Well, anyway, very good. Okay.
I like it. Get it. Do it.
Lost Apothecary.
Yeah.
Okay. My last one is again, please don't wreck your car because you're so bored by what I'm having to talk about. But Everspring counter spray in the kitchen. And okay. I get it at Target. I love it so much. And I get the lavender smell. And every time it makes me so happy to wipe down my counter. And now
Everspring?
It's called Everspring.
And
it's
the brand?
Yeah. It's like $4. It's so cheap. But now it's not like all the cheap. It's not the like antibacterial, all that. Like, you're not going to like rub your counter down with raw chicken and then think this is going to solve your problems. Like, I have to use the big boy stuff sometimes.
Everspring, all purpose spray?
Yes. Now, I know half of you are on here and you're like, that's not clean. And no, it's not a clean product. But listen, I'm drinking so much Diet Coke, my body's embalmed. So we're not even worried. Yeah, but it's in a spray bottle.
Yeah, they have a concentrate, kind of like Branch Basics does.
I could save the environment.
I was saying the concentrate's $4. So you could just
redo that.
Really go to town.
Do you recycle?
Uh-huh.
Don't say it just because everybody's listening.
No, we live in the city of Dallas. It's kind of, they give you a recycled trash can.
Yeah.
You get a regular one and a recycle one.
Yeah, me too.
We have two different trash cans in the house.
I want you to know that I recycle like the Amazon boxes and all that, but my daily trash, like you don't
rinse things out?
No, gosh. I know. I'm sorry, you guys. My literally my footprint is bigger than Godzilla's, my carbon footprint. And so when people come over, we have one of those like cabinets that pulls out with your trash cans. You know what I'm talking about? It has two trash cans. And people will come over and be like, oh, which one's recycled? And you know what I do? I always say, oh, the back one?
No.
And then Mike later goes, which has the same stuff in it as the front one. No. And then the other day, you guys, some sweet girl was like, oh gosh, we're having a gathering. Oh gosh, somebody didn't, they put the wrong stuff in the back one. And she starts digging through the back one and pulling out the non-recyclables.
Oh my gosh, Cynthia.
I'm a horrible person.
You know, I just always, you know when it like helps to know someone who does worse things than you?
Is that why you hang out with me?
No. I have a friend and we had to let her know that throwing her trash out the window was not okay.
Oh, gosh. That infuriates me now.
I know. We were like, you can't just take a whole bag of your fast food and throw it out.
Can you throw your gum out? I throw my gum out sometimes.
Is it biodegradable?
I don't know. I'd probably kill a bird or a squirrel, but I don't like birds.
I don't like birds either.
You don't? Mm-mm. Okay, we need to go. Did you give us your last one?
I didn't have a third one. I would just say that because I'm stuck on Instagram again, I am really sidetracked by following the social media accounts of all the people I love now from Love on the Spectrum.
Okay.
Like Connor and Tanner and Abby and David and Madison. I'm kind of obsessed with them. They're so sweet.
You're so old and you're listening to, because you say these names, Madison and Connor. And I mean, it's all these youngins. I mean, they can fist bump.
They can fist bump. They might not. I mean, if you haven't watched, you don't know, but Connor is a gentleman. He's very into like British things and knights. He sounds like a knight when he talks.
This is about to get added to my list of things. Do you have a remodel going?
No. I wish.
Did you have a dream last night?
I did not have a dream last night. All right. We'll see y'all in Super Trackers. If you're not tracking over there, why?
Yeah. It's time. Yeah,
it's time.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've never done this before, Heather, but we just taped our Super Tracker and then we were laughing so hard about it. We're like, we have to go back and tell our main people. So we're coming back in to tell you. Well, I'm going to tell you. I need you to know.
I mentioned it, that I needed your thoughts on this trend with teen boys. And you were so shocked.
I thought she was going to be like, they started parting their hair to the right. Or like, they wear mismatching socks.
They look like llamas.
It's outrageous. And
very embarrassing. And you cannot tell anyone.
And
but you all need to listen.
I'm not sure I've laughed
that
hard.
If you
want
to be in the secret society of people who know.
I'm not sure I've laughed as hard as I just did in Super Trackers in a long time. And I'm going to
tell you. And we did a live consultation with your son.
We texted with my son and his response, well, to me sending having a flub in my text.
There's a total mistype. We also asked ChatGPT to roast one of our pictures and
And she was.
And we went doubled down on the roasting.
And then asked her to be even meaner, and she was kind of mean.
Keep going mean. Yeah.
Yeah, so, she was kind of mean. But anyway.
But we laughed really hard, so y'all don't want to miss at that.
So how do you get that? How do you get?
So you go to sidetracked, past tense, .supercast.com. And there will be a link in the show notes.
It will be, yeah.
Sidetracked.supercast.com to be a super tracker.
All right. Happy weekend.
Happy.